Monday, March 25th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. An Evening Prayer. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. The vain delights that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See from his head, his hand, his feet, what grief and love flow mingling down, that ere such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown. Were all the realm of nature mine, that were a prison far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. He had neither beauty nor majesty, nothing to attract our eyes. Psalm 45. My heart overflows with noble words. To the king I must speak the song I have made, my tongue as nimble as the pen of a scribe. You are the fairest of the children of men, and graciousness is poured upon your lips, because God has blessed you forevermore. Almighty One, gird your sword upon your thigh in splendor and state, ride on in triumph, for the cause of truth and goodness and right. Take aim with your bow in your dread right hand. Your arrows are sharp. Peoples fall beneath you. The foes of the king shall fall down and lose heart. Your throne, O God, shall endure forever. A scepter of justice is the scepter of your kingdom. Your love is for justice, your hatred for evil. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with oil of gladness above other kings. Your robes are fragrant with aloe and myrrh. From the ivory palace you are greeted with music. The daughters of kings are among your loved ones. On your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon. He had neither beauty nor majesty, nothing to attract our eyes. And the second antiphon, I will entrust all people to his care, for he has given himself up to death for all. Continuation of Psalm 45. Listen, O daughter, give ear to my words, forget your own people and your father's house. So will the king desire your beauty. He is your Lord, pay homage to him. And the people of Tyre shall come with gifts, the riches of the people shall seek your favor. The daughter of the king is clothed with splendor, her robes embroidered with pearls set in gold. She is led to the king with her maiden companions. They are escorted amid gladness and joy. They pass within the palace of the king. Sons shall be yours in place of your fathers. You will make them princes over all the earth. May this song make your name forever remembered. May the peoples praise you from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, I will entrust all people to his care, for he has given himself up to death for all. And a third antiphon. God has blessed us in Christ. Through him, at the cost of his blood, we have been redeemed. Ephesians chapter 1. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God has chosen us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, God has blessed us in Christ through him at the cost of his blood. We have been redeemed. And our reading is from Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. It is precisely in this that God proves his love for us, that we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now that we have been justified by his blood, it is all the more certain that we shall be saved by him from God's wrath. And a responsory, we worship you, O Christ, and we praise you. We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you. Because of your cross, you have redeemed the world. We praise you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you. In the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be raised up, so that all who believe in him may have eternal life. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be raised up, so that all who believe in him may have eternal life. Enter into sessions. The Savior of mankind, by dying, destroyed death, and by rising again, restored life. Let us humbly ask him, sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. Redeemer of the world, give us a greater share of your passion through a deeper spirit of repentance, so that we may share the glory of your resurrection. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. May your mother, comfort of the afflicted, protect us. May we console others as you console us. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. In their trials, enable your faithful people to share in your passion, and so reveal in their lives your saving power. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. You humbled yourself by being obedient, even to accepting death, death on a cross. Give all who serve you with the gifts of obedience and patient endurance. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. Transform the bodies of the dead to be like your own in glory, and bring us at last into their fellowship. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. Let's say together in our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. All-powerful God, by the suffering and death of your Son, strengthen and protect us in our weakness. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to our everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.